The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. At the Last Supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God had been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I will give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
May the life that I live speak for me, may the works that I've done speak for me, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Amen. Please, be seated. So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. How does one say goodbye to a loved one? Adieu? As I was pondering just what I would say on a day like today, I had the radio on, as I've alluded to in other sermons, this time country music. And an old song by Patti Loveless came on. The last verse is this: "She opened her eyes and then squeezed my hand. She said, 'I have to go now. My time here is over.' And with her final words, she tried to help me understand. Mama whispered softly, 'Time will ease your pain. Life's about changing. Nothing ever stays the same.' She said, 'How can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt, and it's okay to cry. Now come, let me hold you, and I will try. How can I help you to say goodbye?'" How does one say goodbye to a dear coworker of the past 3 or so years that you've traveled with, broken bread with, laughed with, have private in-jokes? This is likely what Jesus was thinking just before today's gospel reading. In today's gospel, he uses the phrase "little children," not saying little children to belittle the disciples, but to express his tenderness and the care that he has for them. He wants them to understand the depth of his love and the importance of his teachings that he's been trying to give them, those tools that they have. This moment is filled with both sorrow and hope. Sorrow because he's leaving them, but before that, he wants to remind them of the tools they have as they continue his mission. Jesus also gave us this new commandment. We've heard similar before, but not quite in this way. Love's been a central theme throughout what he's been doing these past 3 years. What makes this new is the "just as I have loved you." Jesus' love is unconditional, it's a love that knows no bounds, a love that reaches out to the unworthy, that forgives the unforgivable, It's a love that seeks not to be served, but to serve. Jesus calls his disciples and us to love one another in the same way that he loves us. To love as Jesus loved is to love beyond what is comfortable. To love not only those who in return love us, but also those who betray, reject, or hurt us. It's love that does not seek to keep score, but rather to build up, not tear down. This powerful love is not just a feeling, it's a decision. It's an action we must all take. Jesus calls us as Christians to reflect that love in tangible ways, showing mercy, offering grace, extending tenderness and compassion and kindness to all. Jesus is clear. The defining characteristic of his disciples is to love. He's not asking them or us to be theological wunderkinds or to perform miracles. It's not a political or social power that he's seeking, but love. In a world often defined by division, hatred, indifferences, Jesus' command to love is a challenge and a witness. When the world sees Christians loving one another, truly loving one another, as Jesus loved us, it should be a sign to them that we belong to Christ. Our love for one another becomes a living testimony to the truth of the gospel. At this point, let me say again, ask again, what does it mean to love one another as Christ loves us? It means putting others before ourselves, offering forgiveness when it's hard, extending grace when it's undeserved, and showing mercy when we are wronged, even when we are wronged. It means recognizing that the world will know that we belong to Jesus, not by our success or our wealth or our status, but by the love that we show, particularly when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable. As we journey through Eastertide, we should recommit ourselves to this new commandment. Let us be a community marked by the love of Christ, reflecting that love in our homes, our countries, and in the world. How might you show that love? My suggestion, as always, is to pray on it. We should all pray frequently, genuinely. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. It's not just any kind of love that we're talking about. Jesus' love was not abstract, not a warm feeling. It should be tangible. To love as Christ did means to live a life that seeks the well-being of others, especially when it requires sacrifice, when it's inconvenient, when it costs us something. Christ's love is not just for the worthy. It's also for the unworthy, for all. It's not just for those who can repay us, but perhaps most especially for those who cannot. Remember, Christ's great love for all of us, showing his willingness to be broken and poured out for our salvation. We receive his gift of grace through the sacrament of the Eucharist, which unites us with him and with each other. And we are called to respond, to live out that love in the world. A path of love isn't an easy one. As we leave the service today, we should be mindful of the events in the world. The love that Christ demonstrated is not without its costs. It led him to the cross. And it can lead us into a life of sacrificial love. But there is hope. Remember the love of Christ. Remember the peace and the grace he offers. And let us respond with lives of service and love. Let us love one another as he loved us. And for those of you who are wondering, Jeffrey, how did Jesus say goodbye? Verse 27, John 14. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Pause here so they don't think Jesus said amen. Amen.